it is interesting because, as you said, you don't hear people taking, say, Buddha's name in vain, or Muhammad's, or Allah's, or Confucius, or, you know, whoever, insert name of whatever deity, right? You don't hear them taking those names in vain. So why do you hear people say Jesus and God in vain, you know, as a swear word? To me, it makes sense that if the devil can get people to just treat the Lord's name as a common swear word, then it loses all meaning, loses all, like, you know, awe and respect. We see this now, how even schools, if a child says OMG and they say the word and you complain, they don't think it's an issue. They're just like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. And they actually kind of think maybe you have the problem. You know, it's just like, what's the big deal? You know, that's the response. What's the big deal? If there's no respect for the Lord's name, no one will take God seriously, and then sin prevails. And we actually see this today, obviously. This is why God commands, Exodus 20, verse 7. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, that is, irreverently, in false affirmations, or in ways that impugn the character of God. That's a big word right there, impugn the character of God. For the Lord will not hold guiltless, nor leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain, disregarding its reverence and its power. And, you know, the sad thing is, I hear Christians use the OMG, saying the full thing, and even at times, you know, saying Jesus' name in vain. And, you know, callously saying the name as a catchphrase or even a curse word at times, it's unbelievable to me how even sometimes I hear it from Christians.
Like, think about that, like a curse word. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, like, you know, to hear someone say, you know, they hit their thumb and they say, oh my, you know.
Or even worse than that, right? And I think that it's a real lack of the fear of the Lord, and it's a lack of understanding.
It really is. It's
unfortunately, but I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but it's like, it's one of those crazy things, because even if people do not choose to acknowledge God is God. Even though they choose not to do that, it does not change or strip anything away from who he actually is. Which is why people are going to be equally held accountable according to the scriptures, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, to me, it's a real pet peeve of mine when I actually hear believers misuse the name of the Lord in such a way.
Maybe they don't know. Maybe some of them, playing advocate here. Maybe some of them, it's like, oh, I didn't actually realize. And I know that maybe to you, it'd be like, that's insane. Of course that they're going to know. But maybe it's just like a bad habit. Maybe they grew up around it.
It's possible, yeah.
But at the same time, if we do know better, we are held accountable to the truth as well.
It's true. I mean, like, you know, to just say it as an expression, you know, that falls right into the whole thing of disregarding its reverence and its power.
Good verse, though, what you just read, to just really think about that and read that. What was that passage one more time?
Exodus 20, verse 7. And the Amplified version is a really good version that draws out the full meaning of it. You know, like, irreverently, false affirmations, or in ways that impugn the character of God.
Maybe, you know, we'd encourage people too this week to just kind of get into that and think about that yourself, because just because man, and just because we hear on earth, and maybe stuff you're watching on TV or on social media says this is completely fine, like it's good, this is normal, it's not even bad or inappropriate, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is completely good and innocent. Because remember, all the time, and more as time goes on, people are saying, hey, this thing, this is good, this is fine, when really we know it's not fine at all according to the scriptures. So,
yeah.
Truth is not trendy. We covered this a few moments ago.